Hi, hello. Happy Thanksgiving, I guess, right? So it's 24th of November, and coincidentally, or not coincidentally, I've got a lot of people on my podcast listening from across the pond, which is States, looking from Europe. And seeing it's Thanksgiving, I wanted to do kind of a special episode just for you guys as a kind of a sign of gratitude. And just for the fact that you guys are willing to listen to my rants and my stories and my interviews of various guests throughout this year. So first off, happy Thanksgiving. Now, I've just learned today that Thanksgiving was actually originally started by a few colonizers from England. Did you guys know that? So what happened is they didn't like really the way English church was constituted or whatever you want to call this, and they decided they're going to take a boat across to America. And they had some problems first year, and then they met some Native Americans. They taught them how to grow corn and how to do some other stuff, and the next year they celebrated, and this was supposedly the first Thanksgiving, even though it was a few day event, not just one day. So I think that kind of started Thanksgiving, and then there are a few other people influential about it. I think Abraham Lincoln, and then I think Frank Roosevelt, he moved it a little bit, but now I think it's every fourth weekend or every fourth Thursday in November, right before the Black Friday, which is tomorrow. And right, so I've got a few disclaimers to make here. First one is, I actually been on one Thanksgiving over in the States, and I was in Florida. And that was very interesting because this is the first time I've seen someone put a whole big-ass turkey in the frying pot. Like, I didn't even know that existed, but there was a big pot. Okay, a friend of mine is calling me. I'll call him later. There was a big pot, and someone... The friends that I was staying with, I canceled the call. They decided to just smash the whole turkey into the frying pot. And that for me was just, what are we doing here? But it worked out well. 40 minutes later, or half an hour later, I think, it took for the whole turkey to fry. We had a Thanksgiving meal. The second disclaimer I have to make is, this is what I would do if I would have Thanksgiving, or this is what I will do, for example, for Christmas in a few weeks. This is also what I did about 2-3 weeks ago when I had my birthday celebration. It wasn't a big celebration, it was 7-8 people, but I haven't had like kind of a big holidays this year or the years after I quit, and I quit in August 2020, so I've been weed-free or marijuana-free, whatever you want to call it, for over 2 years now. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, my Christmases in between I spent in England, and we were in the lockdown, so I didn't get to see my family. I didn't get to the last kind of actual holidays in event or an event was my birthday, which is kind of the same as Thanksgiving, a little bit different connotation, whatever you want to call it, but you know, the whole, you know, family get together, it's similar, and having a meal and all that. So what I did is I wrote down three tips I would do, or three tips I do now when such an event is coming up. And you know, I feel like Thanksgiving is pretty huge for you guys. I know you kind of get together with the family or friends or colleagues at work, and you all cook food and you all bring stuff, and you know, it's just very important thing. And so if I would be going on Thanksgiving, here's what I would do, three things that I would do to keep myself away from weed. So the first thing is, I would stop worrying. And I feel like a lot of the times we put way too much pressure on ourselves when it comes to an event like this, you know, like, oh, what are we gonna eat, what family is coming? Are they coming on time? Is there any unsolved drama from the last time? You might be even worrying about the finances. You might be worrying something about work. You know, you could have there's millions of different reasons why you could be worrying. Here's the new flash, right? It's not going to change much, seriously. You only have 24 hours. And in 24 hours, the things don't change so drastically, right? So there might be some drama at the meal, and there might be some drama at the actual Thanksgiving. But that's what Thanksgiving is about, right? There's no perfect like script for Thanksgiving. Like that only happens in movies and series, right? So stop worrying about what and how something could go wrong. Rather than do, flip the script. This is what I do. Rather than being anxious about the event and how I'm going to react and how I'm going to behave and what I'm going to say to this person and, you know, what will happen if I don't eat and, you know, someone really puts all the effort in to cook the food and I'm like, I don't eat that. Like, you know, rather than worrying about all that, flip the script and say, you know what if I just behave really weird? Like, what if tonight or today, instead of worrying about how I'm gonna behave and all that, what if I just let go and be the weirdest person in the room, right? That helped me so much because then I wasn't putting so much pressure on myself and I wasn't putting so much pressure on others. And guess what? The same thing you're worrying about or the same sort of stuff you're worrying about, probably everyone else going to Thanksgiving is worrying about as well. So you might as well just help them and be the person that they can laugh with rather than be the person that is also anxious and kind of a, you know, on this, on the alert all the time, right? So again, stop worrying, stop being anxious, stop thinking what could go wrong, and rather think to yourself, well, I really hope some things go wrong. I want to be super weird today. Why not? It's Thanksgiving. Let's get weird. Now, I'm not saying we want to go out, you want to go and drink tons of alcohol, you want to go and get yourself bazooked with marijuana and then be super weird. I'm not talking about that. Be super weird as yourself without the substance. That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, I feel like a lot of smoking or drinking or just any substance is triggered by certain worries, certain events. And rather than worrying about it and then doing the deed, stop worrying, like remove the actual worries. Like say to yourself, like, well, if I'm weird, I'll be weird. Like at least I'll have a memorable Thanksgiving, right? So the second thing I put down here is go and be around the people. Seriously, don't spend Thanksgiving alone. If you have a family, if you have friends, even if you don't have someone, go to an event, go to a community, like do something. Don't be at home, you know, miserable and just, you know, commemorating your own kind of a misery. I used to do this and I don't, you know, sometimes I get people coming here and saying, yeah, you project a lot of stuff on others. Like, I don't want to project that sort of stuff. Like, I've done this few times. I've had few Christmases in my 20s where I was just working the whole day. And then in the evening, I just got high and I went to bed and it was the most miserable Christmases. Would I do it differently? Absolutely. But I had to go through that experience. So I never want you to go for the same experience. Like if you have the opportunity to see the family, but you're kind of on the fence, if you have the opportunity to go with your partner or with your work or just in the community, or if you're in a town where you know there's some events, go and participate. Seriously, socializing, it's been proven many, many times. There are numerous researchers that helps. It helps with the recovery. It helps with absolutely any aspect that is the well-being of us, right? So go around people and be around people. Be engaged, be present, talk, laugh, smile, be weird. Like, you know, that's the sort of the thing that's going to help you keep up with. Because if you're going to be alone, thinking about what you could do or what you didn't do, why you didn't do, how bad the situation is, even though you cannot change absolutely, you're not going to massively change anything in a day. This is going to then cause you to go after something you might not necessarily want, right? The third thing that I want to put forward is mind your patterns and mind your triggers, right? So again, a lot of the smoking is kind of triggered by something. It could be an event. It could be something with yourself. It could be external factors as well. But a lot of the triggers and a lot of the patterns you're already aware of, even though you might not have them in your head consciously right now. But think of the last few times when you had holidays and when you had Thanksgiving or when you had a Christmas, or when you had a similar gathering with similar people and you smoked and you then regretted it afterwards. Why did that happen? And then think forward, think to today, if that same thing could happen and how you're going to react then, right? And rather than, again, putting the pressure on, it's like, oh my God, like, if Uncle John is going to kick off again and have an argument with me, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to have the biggest joint and I'm going to come back and I'm going to say absolutely nothing to him. No, don't be like that. Like, if the last time you went on the offensive and had an argument with him, now just be like, John, you know what? It's Thanksgiving, dude. Like, I really don't care. Like, let's just get on with the food, have some fun, and, you know, that's Thanksgiving. Like, that's the sort of mentality you want to take on, right? Rather than worrying about it, rather than stressing about it, because you are stressing or worrying about something that might not even happen, by the way. Go and be super weird about it and just let go of this expectation of these imaginary scenarios that could happen, right? So that's it. That's something what I would do and something I did the last time with my birthday. I was like, okay, because I was with the family I didn't know before, and we had a birthday together. I kind of did the celebration for them and then for my family separately because I don't know, it's still all new, so I wanted to keep it separate. Also, we have different locations. And, you know, I said, okay, I am going to be super anxious. What should I do? Like, there was literally a time where the evening where I was like, oh my God, like, I cannot do that. I just want to cancel, like, the cake, the meal, the whole deal. Like, I don't want to do that. But then I said to myself, you know what? Why don't you just be the weird, like, the weird dude? Let's just laugh. Let's let people laugh at you, how weird you are. And it ended up being just fun and just very, very spontaneous, spontaneous birthday celebration. So a lot of the times, the sort of the stuff you worry about, probably 99% won't happen. So if it does happen, or if it did happen before, be prepared, which is kind of the wrap up I wanted to give you. So that being said, listen, have an amazing Thanksgiving. I know for you guys over in the States, and that's who this episode is kind of geared for. If anyone across the world is also celebrating Thanksgiving or your own version of Thanksgiving, a huge greetings. What do you say that anyways? Like a happy whatever you're celebrating that. I really wish you have a good time with your family, with your close, with your friends, with your partners, whoever you're with, even with a stranger. Like, be present, engage, and just laugh. Like, you know, we've been so much shit last 2-3 years with this pandemic and everything. I feel like this is the actual first Thanksgiving day. It's not, you know, we don't need to wear a mask, or we don't need to worry how many people can sit at the table and all this nonsense. So enjoy it, but seriously, be mindful. You know, you don't necessarily need to get stuff with weed. Get stuff with food, but don't overstuff yourself, because that might be the trigger then to smoke. But do enjoy it. And that being said, I really hope you have a good Thanksgiving. Black Friday tomorrow, you know, I'll have to say, but I've got 3 spots left for coaching. So if you're thinking about quitting marijuana, if you're on the fence, if you tried before, if you want to do it, if you want to quit before the Christmas, and if you want to do it at super cheap, which is $97 per month, works out about $3 a day, which I think is the deal of the year, then do it after Thanksgiving, after this weekend. I'm putting up the prices, and I'm also filtering the amount of people I take in, so you probably won't be able to join. That being said, thanks again for listening. I really appreciate you. This was kind of geared to you guys over in the States. You know who you are. I really hope you have a Thanksgiving. Spend it with your family, friends, whatnot. That's me saying goodbye. I'm going to make some dinner now, and I know you're going to have a good-ass turkey. By the way, I miss doing turkey. I'm going to do one this Christmas. I love doing it. I want to know what sort of stuffing you do, because I want to learn a new recipe for stuffing. I've always been doing the same. So if anyone is listening that he's doing stuffing and he's good at it, send me an email with your recipe. I want to get ready for the Christmas. All right, over and out. See you soon.